Oh, hey everybody, it's Chuck. Welcome back. Guess what I got? They finally came. Corey Stevens and I worked out the technical money PayPal transfer issue. It was probably on my part. PayPal didn't deposit the funds in time for these to ship out, and then he sold out. Anyway, he found five on this Monday shipping, and they arrived overnight with UPS overnight. Pay a little bit more for shipping, but this ensures that the queens are alive. They come in this JZBZ mail carrier, and I ordered five of them, and there they go. We got five Missouri Mite Hunter Virgins with nurse bees in there, and they are ready to be put inside of mating nukes. Most importantly, to get started being fed immediately. The first thing I did when I opened this up is I put a couple drops of water on there just to make sure they had a water in case they were really thirsty. The candy plug's got a little bit of water in it, so they should be fine. But the second thing I want to do is I'm going to mark them with a non-standard marker. I got a competitive advantage purple marker. I tried to order pink and purple, but for some reason Amazon sent me three purples. Even the receipt says pink and purple. I'm going to have to handle that with Amazon. In any case, this purple is non-standard. It's a little dark, but I think when I look at it, I'm going to know it's not one of our other ones. The other thing I was thinking about doing was marking them with a white, which is kind of, you know, 2 years away from now. Basically, I just want to make sure I know these virgins. Even though these virgins haven't mated and come back, I don't want to mistake them for any sort of replacements or lost virgins or anything like that. I want to make sure I know which virgins these are. So I'm just going to put a little bit of purple paint on each of these queens, and then I'm going to put them in the mating nukes. But one thing about marking virgins, and I have learned this lesson just last week or this week in releasing virgins over here, virgins like to fly. And if they fly, they might come back and the bees will find it a little ball, but I don't want these virgins to fly. They're not oriented here. They would be lost. So in marking these, I'm gonna go inside the barn shed, close the door, and that way if I do lose control of a virgin, at least she'll be in there and maybe I'll be able to find her buzzing around. So in any case, you wanna watch me mark these? Okay, let's go inside real quick. Well, guess what? I didn't clean up the house for you. I got all my projects going at once right here. I live in a state of bee disarray because everything's right here, but I know where it is. But I get in and clean about once or twice a year and reorganize everything and put everything away. So don't be disgusted. I mean, I've got to get these wax off of these things. So this is how they come. Nice candy plug. Doesn't look like it's been eaten off on the inside at all. I've got my purple marker, and I'm not sure that this is going to work great. Sometimes they make a queen muff, and I've got a queen muff or a pseudo queen muff that can work. Let me show you how that works, just so you can see. I think I've got it way back here. All it is a little bit of netting. Matter of fact, I'm probably gonna use this. Actually, this is a veil that I'm using as a queen muff. And really all it does is, if you're trying to get the queen in your legs, maybe you do it inside here, and if she does fly, she's flying in here and not out and around, right? Because this is the riskiest maneuver, is just kind of getting her in your hands. And they will go to the light, so you can hold them up. You're not going to be able to see through this mesh at all. I'm just letting the workers come around. The workers are coming out. Looking for a virgin. There she is. She's next. I'm going to let her walk on my finger. All right, I got Mrs. Missouri Mite Hunter on my fingers. Actually, she's not a Mrs. yet. She's a Ms. All right, I'm grabbing her by her wings. I'm going to do this so you can see. Those workers are in there, and that cage is in there. She's going back in that cage. I may need to add some more workers. I don't think I'm gonna try to re-cage workers. But, so there she is, and I'm just gonna give her a little non-standard color. Purple's a little dark, but I can definitely see purple or something is on here. And that'll probably dry pretty good inside of the cage that she's got. So she's going back in. I might be able to grab a few of these workers out of here. You know how to grab a worker, right? Grab them by their handles. Don't grab them by their abdomen. And if their abdomen is at you, you gotta put their butt down. If you put their head down, they will curl their abdomen up and get you, usually. All right, she got away. Woo, she's buzzing. All right, that's all the workers. Oh, we got two more in here, three more. Yeah, we got plenty of workers in here. See, it works better if you kind of keep this pointed down. All right, I got three workers in there. There were five or six, so that was fine. So this is what my objective was. So I'm going to do this four more times. I'm going to leave the camera running in case anything entertaining happens and you get to enjoy the entertainment. So I think I did that pretty smoothly. And she was not really buzzy and flying around very quickly. We'll see if the other ones are that way. She just kind of crawled out. All right, this one's got a little darker tail on her. Come on out, mama. Oh, you gonna be the first one to come out? Oh, she almost was. Like a worker. There you are. Got her. All right. There's still four workers in there, so I'm not even gonna bother. There's two. Marked, and one of them needs one more worker, but I'll put that worker in a minute. So let me go get my smoker lit, and then let me take you out to the mating nukes. I am probably not going to let them release today. So I'm going to make sure they have the extended release. You know, I've got mating nukes that are over 7 days, they're queenless, so they can be introduced anytime now. But I'm gonna manually release these instead of letting them be a natural release. So I'm gonna put some tape on them and check on them again tomorrow. If I didn't want them to be released at all, I could put duct tape on here, but if something were to happen and I don't want them to get, you know, stuck in there, but this is just gonna extend the release to where I'll be able to manually release them tomorrow or the next day, depending on the mood of the hives where I put these queens. Cause I'm gonna go out there and check on the hives, and you know, if any of them died, you know, broke down too much or whatever, I may change my mind and make another one queenless, and that's my thought process here. So basically, introducing virgins is difficult with a hive that has resources to make a queen. So I made some some regular 3-frame and 5-frame mating nukes queenless last Monday, thinking I was getting these queens last week, and those queens hives are now 7 days, 8 days queenless. So they're in the point of cutting out queen cells, introducing a virgin, letting them accept the virgin. But because I paid for these and didn't make them myself, and they do have varroa hygienic genetics, I want to manually release these so I can watch the behavior of the queens, make sure that everything is going as expected. Okay, so now they're all taped up. Let's go outside. All right, party people. We are out at the apiary, and I've got two queenless ones right here, a 5 and a 3. I did this two-frame split on the 10th. So this one is not as queenless. So this is 3 days queenless. I'm not gonna start with this one. This is 5-5 split. This is what I'm talking about. I sold a nuke this week, and that's why that one was queenless. Double check its bee population. Looks like it's okay. Got one frame foundation to give them some space to grow. Should be no queens in here. From the 5th, I should see, if there were eggs, I should see evidence of a queen cell, which would be the best thing to see as evidence of being queenless. Plenty of bees. Don't see any queen cells on that one, but there's still some more hatching brood, which is good. Maybe there were no eggs on that one. Oh, this one, yeah, there's the queen cells. See these down here? Right on these foundationless frames. Foundationless frames are the best ones for queenless cells. And because I could even try to cut those out if I had the need for a queen. What do we got over here? Oh man, they made a whole bunch of them. One of them still uncapped at the larval stage. This is the youngest queen cell. So they were still trying to make them. I have one mini mating nuke that does not have a queen in it. So part of me just says, no, you know what? This is a new generation of queens I'm making. Every queen I make from now on out, I hope to have the progeny of one of these mated queens here in a few weeks. So none of these were at the pupal stage. This is great. Now, those of you might want to say you might want to shake that frame, right? And I do think that's a good idea. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And look at that. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you guys said that. More queen cells up here on the edge, especially on this foundationless. They can hide them everywhere. Who was it that said that? Shake that frame. Good for you. All right, I'm gonna shake that other one. This is the frame in the middle that has a nothing on here. Got emerging brood, which is great. So emerging means it was probably a little bit older. And I am gonna take one of these virgins and give it to, let's see, I don't wanna bury it in too much nectar. Right here. See that? That's how it's going. Now it's going snug up against another frame, which has got more brood on it. They need to be able to access her, so you don't want it to be like super duper tight, you know what I mean? You don't want to squish wax and or nectar into that if you don't have to. All right, what would you guys write on this one? Missouri Mite Hunter, taped, needs release, right? Might need a new acronym. So this is the 13th Cage Missouri MMH, Missouri Mite Hunter. All right, there's one. All right, let's go to another one over here. Queenless is here, but I think I have some other ones I made queenless on the 5th. This one right here, I made queenless on the 5th too. This 3-framer. You guys see? I didn't check. Yeah, you can see. I'll show you if anything good happens. I got feed on these guys, because when you reduce a foraging force on a small hive like this, you know, you got to have food in here for them, you know, and also nectar if you want them to draw anything out. So you got to have sugar water. You know, if they've just got honey in here, they'll live, but they won't draw any wax. You got to give those new hatching brood something to do. You see, I've got hatching brood here. Go ahead and shake this one. This is mostly hatched out. It got some drones coming out up here. It's mostly hatched out this week. Taking off the propolis so that I don't have any extra space squishing my bees. If this doesn't have any, got a bee crawling up my leg, excuse me. She got all the way up to my knee. Food frame. All right, here's a queen cell, but this needs some hatching brood. This is a nice food frame. That other one hatched out. But now I'm nervous about adding brood to a frame that might have queen cells on it. So this has got not a great population. Let me take a look at this one again. This could use a shake of some nurse bees. There's a lot of bees in the bottom too. This is not exactly what I want. It's not super strong, so they'll probably accept a virgin right away. But I'm gonna have to give some shakes of some nurse bees in here. Another good reason that these are caged, right? I'm gonna go ahead and put her in here next to this brood that hasn't hatched yet. This is gonna get a needs bees note on it. So I need to find some good nurse bees. I'll leave that off. Need bees. All right. I got a couple more over here. You know, if I found extra brood in here and these were already queenless, I could take this brood and swap them out and equalize, right? She gonna buzz me? She might. There's a chance of stealing some hatching brood from one of these other ones and giving it to that weaker one over there. But I would only do that if one of these was really strong. Queen cells on this one. I'm gonna put my veil on before I shake because these guys are acting a little bit testier. I'm just gonna pull it over, not zip it. See if I regret that. Before I do the shake. A little queen cell there. That might have just been a cup, a hopeless cup. Double checking for eggs on these two, because there was one of them I never found the queen, and it was already queenless. I just want to double check that I don't have a queen in this one over here. This one had an old green queen that disappeared, and I took that as a queenless indication. All right, I got larvae in here. Are there eggs? I'm coming over into the sunlight. This has got pearlies, but some of these larvae are pretty young, but I'm trying to think of, this was queenless on the 5th, so now my question is are these larvae 8 days old? They look younger than 8 days. Well, let me think about that. If there were eggs in here, 3.5 days to hatch, and then they would be 4.5 day old larvae, is the question. Some of them are pretty darn tiny. In this one, I don't see any eggs though. But the other thing is I don't see any queen cells. I could try to show you guys this, but it isn't gonna show up in that light. I'm just showing you that I've got there's a couple little cups here, but those are not queen cells. The larva in here, I'm gonna use the magnifying glass trick just to double check for eggs. Larva. They're definitely too big to graft. Some of them are borderline graftable, but I guess it's a lesson in grafting. Maybe these are too old. I mean, I know how long it's been since I split this. It's just the mystery of I never found the queen. Now, why aren't there queen cells, you might say? I don't know. The fact that there are larvae and no queen cells means there's something in here keeping them happy. Could be the brood pheromones keeping them happy, but if they're queenless, I'm nervous about this one. Only because I didn't find the queen. The queen could be over here too if she's still alive. I don't think she's alive, but because I look really, really hard. But this is the moment of truth. This is definitely not strong enough to steal brood from as far as hatching brood. It's fine for its own. This foundationless would be where queen cells would be if there were any in my mind, if there were viable eggs. I know I'm going on and on and on this one for you guys, but I'm gonna just check for eggs on this one with the phone. If not, I may go for it. But I may also leave her caged a little longer. Yeah, I don't see any eggs. So I believe this to be queenless. All right, there's pollen, nectar. No larvae on this one at all. All right, that one gets a question mark before I release her, for sure. Cage, Missouri, Night Hunter, Queen, question mark. We'll see. See what this one looks like. A little bit stronger. Pollen frame, no brood, food, nectar. hatching out brood. All right, is that an egg? Good Lord. Yep, I've got eggs. Son of a gun, I got a queen in here. Well, that kind of answers it about the other one, doesn't it? So, now the question is, what queen is in here? If it's the queen that did used to run this hive, it was a green queen. But she could have been replaced with a new virgin. Fact there's eggs means I'm not putting a queen in here. Or not yet. I mean, if I find the queen, I can pull this one, make it queenless, and kind of do the 5-day thing. But who's laying eggs in here? It's not a laying worker. It was just single eggs. Plenty of bees, but these bees are not queenless. Which also makes sense with why are there more bees over here is because they kind of went to where the queen was with these side-by-sides that I tried to make queenless. Maybe she's still in the box. More than likely, what I'm going to find is a newly mated, superseded green queen, meaning like I'm going to see her daughter that probably just started laying, because I didn't find that green queen anywhere. She used to be kind of slow and just kind of lethargically crawled around the frame. She was pretty easy to see, but the fact there's eggs and I'm not seeing a queen means I might have a young, feisty, new queen, which I have a home for if she's mated, or I could just leave her in here and move this hive a little bit and let these bees go into that other one that I just put the mating nuke. I'm trying to do two things at once, looking for a queen and talking to you guys. I don't see her. She must be a runner. Loves to hide on the wall. Take all these out and look for her. If I see her, I'm gonna move the box. Well, not going to waste your time for me doing this. So this is going back in here, and this is just going to be a TBD solution, but I'm not putting a queen in here. This all ties back into why I wasn't ready to release these queens, right? Putting tape on and making sure everything's as I thought it was, and we've already learned that it's not exactly like I thought it was. Okay, let me see, what else do I have queenless? one here. This was the last one I made queenless on the 5th. All the other ones have been kind of made queenless more recently. So, I do have one over here that has maybe randomly queenless that I might be able to use. I think I checked it 2-3 days ago and it had no eggs in it. The other thing I have going on in my yard, which is worth mentioning, I got mating nukes everywhere, virgins everywhere. You know, returning virgins, mated, newly mated queens, could end up in a wrong hive. They could make a queenless hive happy just by showing up. And the hive I thought was queenless wouldn't be. That could be the case over there on that one I just inspected. Is it, who knows, could have been a hive made queenless by me and then made queen right by a virgin that lost its way. Okay, I see queen cells here. Two of them on this side. Queen cell, queen cell. Oh, two more. Oof, wow, everywhere. All right, these queen cells are good. Now they are hopelessly queenless on this frame. This is what I expected to see in all of them. Those two down there didn't have any queen cells. So remember I told you I could steal some brood. This might be a good frame to go throw into that other one. Hatching brood, you gotta boost that population, and this one's actually doing really good. Yeah, all right. Outside, inside, so this is going right here. Looking for the spot where I'm gonna put my new Miz. From over here, you guys remember I had that one empty frame. I know I'm probably leaving the field of view for you, but that one empty frame on that really weak one is gonna go over here with no risk of queen cells or queen right bees. And then this solid brood frame going in there. And now my need bees is solved that I put on that first one. That will hatch out just fine. And this has naturally enough in here. These are magic erasers. Those of you wondering what I erase with, you buy the generic ones off Amazon. You don't need to buy the brand name magic eraser, but they really do good. A little bit of dampness to them and they are just perfect sponges for these laminated note cards. All right, cage. Missouri mite hunter. All right, that's good. I got one more, and I'm gonna come over to this one. I'm gonna turn you guys around, let you watch this way. This one I have some notes on here, and this is why the notes are great. I added eggs way back on the 17th. I wrote some she should be mating dates on here, and on the 10th I said no eggs. Now, that doesn't mean there's no queen in here. You know, she was supposed to be laying eggs on the 9th. The 10th, I said no eggs. So let's go in here today, see if this lady came back. because if eggs were supposed to be on the 9th, we're now 4 or 5 days after the first egg, which isn't necessarily a solid queenless scenario. So their mood, their behavior, if they're buzzy and queenless, you know, if I start getting stung, that'll be an indication they're queenless. Of course, me shaking them doesn't help. You guys still with me? I don't know if this is the type of content you enjoy or not. Got a queen's cup. Ah, I got eggs. Okay, mama came home. All right, so that's a good little lesson. You know, the day after she was supposed to be mating, I saw no eggs. Oh, there she is too. Now, you're not a Missouri mite hunter, but you are a newly mated laying queen, so you get the prize. Of a mark. There's mama. She gets a blue mark, not purple. All right, so this is queen, right? So this box will just get a nice little marked date. She needs some more time to start developing her ovaries, continue laying. So while I need a place to put a queen, that's still a good news story, right? And a little bit of a lesson about how much you got to give them more time. You know, put a date on there from which to deviate from, but if she's not laying on your laying date, you got to give her a few more days. So all of these notes. Yeah, so I had eggs. This was a walkaway split on the 17th of February. No, April. And all the way down to laying date of the 9th. And here I am on the 13th. So I'm going to go start over with 5-13 mark blue. So, you know, give her a couple weeks to start laying from there. All right, blue. This had eggs. I didn't write that on there, did I? I wrote queenless on here a few days ago, but it is not queenless. All right, y'all, I'm gonna find another spot for her. No need for you to sit around and watch me do the whole thing. But yeah, Missouri mite hunters are here, and I just gotta find some cages, and we'll kind of keep you updated on the progress of that. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.